Yeah, we are live on all the affiliates. Alex Dono in for Hawk today on the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Crowder's here. Solana is here. The 3 o'clock hour is brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. How about this, Crowder? We have another chance for people to win some money.
Oh, man, let's give away some money.
Give away some more Crowder's money. Maybe. We'll see if somebody wins.
Text in now. We haven't had one yet this time.
Oh, you haven't?
We have not had one. We always have somebody win. So
I bet you had some Dono's Dollars wins back in the day.
I think we had two Dono's Dollar wins. Uh-huh. So we haven't had any chance change. Keep texting in because we're due for one now. Text in for a chance to win $1,000.
So the code word this hour for Channing's Change is smoothie. That's smoothie, S-M-O-O-T-H-I-E. Text the word smoothie to 72881, and you have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word smoothie now to 72881, and you could win $1,000 of Channing's Change. Your next chance to win will be at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply, so good luck out there as we love you. We love you to win some of Channing's Change. Heat, big winners last night, 112-97 over the Hawks. Jimmy Butler made the debut. I love the texts already pouring in. The Heat fans don't need those bums, Philly Cheese or Fat Johnson. Although it sounds like Fat Johnson may be on his way back, right?
He'll be playing soon.
Fat Johnson was back at practice. The Heat announced, as was Deion, but for him, the DNP was coach's decision last night. But the Heat did announce today that James Johnson has cleared his conditioning requirements. So I don't know what that means as to how quickly he's going to be reintegrated. And we were talking about this a little bit on the Loco Hour, and a texter made a great point because I brought up how, you know, before this whole saga going back to the preseason, I'd never thought about James Johnson being a guy who'd be out of shape. And one of the things I cited was him being a black belt. Mm-hmm. And then a texter pointed out, you know who else is a black belt?
Who's that?
Steven Seagal.
Oh, and he's a big round fella now, ain't he?
He looks like one of those giant toads that's like in your backyard.
Man,
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, people always want to pull that out when they're talking about fighting. He's a black belt.
Right.
460 pounds.
But Steven Seagal, when he earned his black belt, you know, 40 years ago, was probably in great shape at the time.
But now you can slap him and step back 6 feet.
Well, because they don't
never touch you.
The thing is, like, they don't take the black belt away from you. It's like having a, do they take people's driver's licenses away, or once you get it, you have it for life, right?
No, you got to redo it. You have to get, you know, your eyes checked again, and then when you get old, they take it.
See, they don't do that for black belts. No matter how old you get, you have the black belt for the rest of your life.
I remember my wife's grandfather going to the eye doctor because he had to get his license redone. He was 91.
Oh, my God. He should not be driving, by the
way. He had to get his license renewed, and you have to get, at some age, you have to start getting eye tests, get your approvals or your glasses fixed or adjusted, or whatever it is. And the lady told him, I was sitting in the office, the lady told him, she said, yes, sir, Mr. Turner. Your eyes aren't good enough to drive anymore, and the glasses, you know, you have the thickest glasses we can give you, the highest prescription, so, you know, it might be time for you not to drive. Looked her straight in her face and said, ma'am, I'm gonna drive down the street to the corner store. So you can sign that paper and not sign it. I'm driving to the corner store.
Yeah,
so.
Hialeah's proof that Dade County doesn't take licenses away.
They don't. You have to get them redone. Like
yeah,
every couple
like,
years they
yeah,
expire.
We have Hialeah. Like, nobody's getting their license taken away in
they
Hialeah.
Just keep,
well,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
But officially they might get taken away. I think the point you're making is people don't care. They just keep driving anyway.
Well, maybe.
How many uninsured drivers do we have down here? Like, God forbid you get into a fender bender, mm-hmm. and you're thinking it's 50-50 whether that person has insurance or not.
Yep, I got hit and a guy tried to run in a big old caravan.
Was that the English guy?
Chased him down. No, the English guy T-boned me in my Escalade and called me a big bloke.
No, he called you a big bear.
Yeah, he's big as a bear. That's what it was.
I remember that.
He's big as a bear. But no, there's another dude I was down in, I think Homestead. A dude hit me with a caravan, backed up. Went around me and just kept riding down the road. So I pursued the suspect.
Well, he didn't know who he was messing with. He didn't know he was with a real-life vigilante.
And I called the police, and I was like, I'm on his tail. And the lady was like, what, sir? Don't get off of his tail. Don't follow him. Get the license plate number. I said, I wrote down the license plate number, but I'm on his tail. And she was trying to convince me not to follow him anymore.
Yeah, I mean, she also didn't know who she was dealing with. I think if she had understood, she would have let you pursue. You should have gone for a citizen's arrest. Have you ever done that before?
I've tried with kids. I don't know if you can arrest a 13-year-old. But
I bet Halloween's a big day for
I
you.
I told him
up.
That. Oh, man.
Egging
I love
houses
it.
And such?
Get out of here. Get out of here. Ding dong, trick it. Get out of here. Get Lee beat it. You see the lights weren't on, son. Get out of here.
Tell you one thing that pisses me off every year, and I will be home tomorrow handing out candy Halloween night. My wife goes to work at night. I'll be manning the door tomorrow. I get so angry. I don't know if this is a new thing, because I wasn't doing this when I was a kid. When 14, 15-year-olds who are way too old to be trick-or-treating, not even wearing costumes, just ring your doorbell for free candy.
That's called an insurgent in my neighborhood.
I don't know what it – I mean, listen, if it's like a 6-year-old or kids with their parents or even like 11, 12-year-old kids in costume together, fine, have a Reese's Pieces, enjoy your day. But these 14, 15-year-olds who are almost old enough to drive, who are just wearing jeans and a T-shirt, mm-hmm. just trying to get my free candy, it drives me insane every year.
Tell them beat it. Hey, how you doing? Hey, sir. Beat it. Get out of here.
I'm
not
way too
kid.
Nice. I just hand him the candy. Just, I complain to you.
What, do you
later.
Look at the ground, Donald? You look down and hand him the
I
candy?
I do.
Here you go. I don't want no trouble. Tell him, get the hell on, Donald. It's your house. It's your candy.
Yeah, yeah. There was.
Think about that rule. If you don't like the person at the door trick-or-treating, you're in control of the situation, aren't you?
But I'm worried the 15-year-old's going to egg my house after.
It's Halloween. And then they get their ass toe up.
No, 364 days out of the year, you're right. That rule applies. Like, it's your house, your porch, your rules fly. On Halloween, there's a whole new set of rules, Crowder. Like, you can't be messing with the rules on Halloween.
So if I walk up at 35 years old at somebody's door,
well, no, I mean,
trick
it's
or treat,
you,
I would give you candy.
Put some candy in the bag, homie. That's a stick-up. That's not trick-or-treating anymore. That's a robbery.
It's a robbery. Well, I don't think it's technically a robbery if, like, you don't come inside and take the candy. Now, I think that's a robbery.
That's my property. My property starts at the driveway, Dono. I see the line on my little renderings.
Oh,
that's my yard.
Oh, man. I don't know, because I think Solana made a great point. As upset as I might be about the 15-year-olds with no costume, I don't want them to, like, take it out on my house if I say no, because they are going to egg my house if I say no. I just give them the candy. I live to fight another day.
Right, get some cameras.
Okay.
You got to get some cameras. I got full 36, full coverage in my house. I'll know the kids. I'll get the descriptions,
bro,
and I'll find them.
You won't know the kids because they're dressed up and they're wearing masks.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and I'm gonna find them. I'm going to find them, and I'm going to choke them.
Let's go to Solana's headlines.
I've cussed out a daddy in my neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah, because the kid wants to fish in the lake. So I cussed out the kid. And so the daddy's going to come over there and talk about, well, my son said, I said, you need to teach your son how to be ruly and read signs. The sign says no fishing, no trespassing. You're a terrible parent. That's why I had to talk to your son that way. And then you went to mumbling. I said, get your mumbling ass off my property.
Headlines with Solana.
Headlines are brought to you. How am I supposed to do headlines after
I don't
that?
Know.
Brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more
do,
on car
insurance.
Do you
still trick-or-treat at like 25 years old? I feel like you probably still do that.
No, I don't trick-or-treat anymore. I wish I could. Yeah.
That's a true story. Snap on the kid about fishing in my lake and his daddy going to come over there. What is daddy going to do?
It's a kid. He's just trying to fish.
Yep, unruly. No trespassing, no fishing, clear as day. I made the sign. I wrote the sign and had it printed. I'm the vice president of the HOA.
Literally, get off my lawn guy. Like,
yes,
literally. Get off my
and
lawn
how
guy.
Old are
and
you?
I,
literally?
You know what?
36?
And I put the sign in and I put the semen around to hold the sign up.
The what?
I built the sign, I printed the sign, and I installed the sign with cement.
Headlines, please.
Tonight, the Florida Panthers are in Colorado.
Colorado.
They'll face the Avalanche at 10 p.m. By the way, at 9:30 p.m. on 560 The Joe, if you're listening right now on The Joe. Pregame at 9:30 with our own Alex Dono.
Double duty, baby.
And Doug Plagans. That begins at 9:30, leading you in. Again, Florida Panthers in Colorado.
I want to see a win because I was here for another very, very, very late night game Monday against Vancouver. They lost 7-2. So I need to see a bounce-back performance. Yes. But they won 6-2 against Edmonton the previous day, so I don't want to hear anybody saying, oh, the Panthers suck, look how they lost to Vancouver. That's a good hockey team. Nights like that, 7-2 losses will happen, especially on the second ends of back-to-backs. I see a big bounce-back win tonight.
They need it, too. And the beginning of the season has been tough.
Yeah,
they started playing the Lightning, and they're not going on this Canada push. Like, we were talking the last week to Goldie and Moeller and Plagans and all them guys, and they were saying the schedule's tough.
It is.
We make a home run later on this season, that's going to be that jump. So,
well, and this
I'm
is
waiting.
A team that historically tends to start really poorly in October. And, you know, so if they can get somewhat unscathed out of October with a victory tonight, they're in pretty good shape. I think they're still third place in the division. They can get out with a victory tonight. I'm not worried.
We do have some breaking news. I don't know if it's breaking news, but Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield, he apparently walked out of the media room after a little altercation. I did get the sound. It's not great,
okay,
but you can kind of hear some funny lines here from Baker Mayfield.
The penalty happened and we're
the clock's
the
not running.
No, stop saying but. I just told you the clock was running and we had a penalty. You want to give them the ball back? No, you don't play. You don't know it. That's just plain and simple.
Were you happy with that drive?
Was I happy with the drive? No, we didn't score points. It's the dumbest question you could ask. What?
What was that?
So, I mean, you can't hear exactly the altercation, but, yeah, dumbest question you've ever asked. He's not happy. He tweeted out after that he's not playing both sides, that people are being unfair the way they judge him, that if he's not passionate enough, then they say he's not passionate enough. But if he shows passion, then they call him emotional.
So he walked out of his media availability today. I mean, listen, it was kind of a dumb question, but he's coming unhinged. That entire Browns team, I mean, Crowder – I don't know how much of, like, their own hype they were buying into, but that was the most hyped team. It doesn't mean they were predicted to win the Super Bowl, but when it came to preseason hype, no one was getting more of that than the Cleveland Browns. They've had all these primetime games in the first 2 months of the season, and they've been brutally poor throughout the start to the year, and now not living up to those expectations, you're starting to see this team come unhinged.
You see why Belichick acts the way he acts, even when he has great rosters, because roster doesn't make a team. Like, you have to be able to call plays. You have to be able to mature your offense, mature your defense, adjust to your weaknesses and strengths. And when they came out with all that damn respect off guys that are emotionally unsound, let's be honest, Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr., who is the king of emotionally unsound. You have all those emotionally unsound guys, and now you're praising them out of this world. They were, I think, we were three or four to win the Super Bowl at some time. We were talking about numbers. Those guys don't. They can't deal with that. That's why Belichick, no, right now, they're undefeated. They're the best team, them and the 49ers. Yeah. But I would say the Patriots are the best team in the NFL right now. You ask Belichick that crap, you know what he says? It doesn't mean nothing. Record means nothing. We got to go out there and just win the next week. Because if you start letting those guys feel themselves, that's when teams fall down. This team is not ready, and I said it from day one, Freddie Kitchens was not ready to be a head coach, and this is what you talk about when guys aren't ready to be a head coach, keeping guys together emotionally, keeping guys just status quo, even minded in the locker room, not too high, not too low, just ready to win the next game.
What else we got, Solana?
We have some Heat roster updates. Coach Spo, and this is from the Heat's official Twitter account, so we know it's legit. Coach Spo says James Johnson has met his conditioning requirement, and he will return to practice and will travel with the team. They're facing the Hawks tomorrow on the road. There was a home-and-home. Of course, the Heat did beat the Hawks yesterday.
Yep. Yeah. So
I saw something on Twitter. They said to get him to run, they had a Twinkie on a fishing line. They threw it out and reeled it in. He chased it all the way back.
That works.
That's genius,
that works,
man.
Is he going to make it to the stadium tomorrow? It is Halloween.
Yeah.
A lot of houses he
can
hit up.
Oh, my God. He's going to be trick-or-treat. He's going to be at my doorstep.
Might get lost on the way. We do have some UM news as well. This broke earlier today. Per Manny Diaz, Jaren Williams will be your starter for the Canes. It is FSU week, so they'll be in Tallahassee, Doak Campbell Stadium, 3:30 p.m. You can hear it again on 560 The Joe.
I mean, I just don't know why it even took until Wednesday to announce that. Like, to me, it should have been obvious. He was the guy who won the job preseason. He's the guy that Diaz had been saying for weeks. He is our guy, quote-unquote guy, meaning our starter, and it was health were the reasons why he was not starting games in the past. I don't even know why it took until Wednesday to announce it. My guess would be it has something to do with why ever he wasn't at practice last Wednesday when he skipped a practice or didn't attend a practice, whatever you want to call it. I know that was an internal issue, and that's probably why Nikosi Perry started the last game. So maybe Diaz wanted to see Jaren Williams prove it to him all over again, but to me, as a UM backer, as a guy who Same thing that Brian Flores always said about his Dolphins. Who gives us the best chance to win? I think Jaren Williams gives this team the best chance to win. I think starting him again is the right call.
And you put him in late in Pitt, and he took it down and won that game.
He did?
Yeah, give it to Jaren.
And I don't know where that team would be without K.J. Osborne. I mean, Jeff Thomas is going to be back this week, but he's been a mess on and off the field. Yeah. I mean, who would have thought your best wide receiver would be a graduate transfer from Buffalo? But he's keeping that receiving core together.
Really quickly, guys, Game 7 of the World Series is tonight, 8:08 p.m., Nationals or Astros, Game 7. And some Carabao Cup action, Liverpool versus Arsenal, 3:30 p.m. That's coming up in half an hour. Chelsea versus Manchester United, that's at 4:05. And finally, today's National Text Your Ex Day.
Hey, oh! That's the dumbest thing in the world. Why are you going to get in contact with them?
Oh, you never know.
Never know what?
You never know.
Not to bring it down, but one of my exes died recently.
Can't text her.
How you know?
I mean,
friend. You still stalking her?
No, honestly, no. But a mutual friend notified me. This was like a month ago.
You sent flowers or a card or something?
I honestly, I don't even know where to send it. I don't know where her next of kin lives. I have no clue. They moved her. I totally brought the show to a screeching halt.
Oh, damn, Dono. Solana, where do we go from there? This guy.
How about weather? We have any weather?
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida.
Turn my back to you.
It is partly cloudy.
She's way too young to die. I mean,
I bet she was. Very sad. Are you dating an 80-year-old? Are you doing that? I'm sure she's young.
It is 86
old
degrees.
Vespa passed.
I don't even know why she passed. I don't know.
Wind is moving east-southeast at 12 miles per hour, 4 on the UV index, and air quality right now is good unless you're Dono's ex.
See, nah, I'm not down.
Join us for Breeders' Cup weekend at Champions Hialeah Park, Miami's most beautiful simulcasting center. Watch and wager in air-conditioned comfort at the original Champions. That's Champions Hialeah Park.
Oh, man. So yesterday, I can't believe
I missed
this.
Ain't nothing else like what you just
said. No. So today, National Text Your Ex Day. Yesterday is a day I wish I had not missed, but we have to revisit something I was a part of several years ago when we come back.
Does ED have you down? Well, things at Advantage Medical Partners are looking up, and fellas, that's pun intended. They use the latest patented and proven effective treatments for ED that really work. To help ED, blood flow. It helps increase blood flow and generates new blood tissue, and it's all natural. Get results that last, not one night, not a week, results that last. It's not your typical ED therapy. They have no needles. They have no surgery. They have no nonsense. You can experience a better love life and performance at any age and regardless of your medical condition. Solutions include the most popular GainsWave technology. Y'all heard about GainsWave. They have it, and it works. Testosterone replacements as well, and anti-aging therapies. Having ED is not a curse. It's a choice. Why would you choose to have ED? Holidays are right around the corner. Choose to have a love life back. Choose to have that love life back and give Advantage Medical Partners a call. No needles, no surgery, no nonsense. Call in today. You'll get your doctor consultation for free. And if you mention this ad, you'll also get your first treatment for free with purchase of any package. They have 2 convenient locations to help you. Don't choose ED, guys. Give Advantage Medical Partners a call. 888-55-FIX-ED. That's 888-55-FIX-ED. Or go to AdvantageMedicalPartners.com. Don't need the needles. Don't need the surgery. You don't need the nonsense. Don't choose ED. Choose Advantage Medical Partners.
And there's people walking around the station in costume. If I'd known that, I would have worn my Ghostbusters shirt today.
No.
It's not Halloween yet. I didn't think it was okay to dress up today.
We don't do that on this show.
No?
We're professionals.
So you don't get – you got kids. You don't dress up with your kids?
No. They dress up. It's a waste of money. Buy a Halloween costume. Can you wear it in 3-4 weeks?
No.
So why buy it?
Well,
waste
of
money.
You know, my kid's dressing up like a Ghostbuster, so I got the Ghostbusters outfit.
What's your baby?
He's
little Luca.
20 months old.
He's a baby. They can play as a baby. Okay, I have an 8 and a 6-year-old. They got their little samurai outfits, but no.
That's awesome.
35 years old, Dono. I'd rather pay the damn light bill.
I don't know, man.
$70 costume, $50
I
costume.
I do have trouble paying that light bill ever since I got that Ghostbuster shirt. Let's go out to the guest line and bring in Safed Dean, covers the Miami Dolphins for the South Florida Sun Sentinels. So the The Dolphins are still perfect, if you're going by the tanking metrics, still winless on the year. I'm a little bit nervous for this weekend because Adam Gase's Jets are really, really bad.
Yes.
Safed, is this the week that the tank could come crashing down?
You know what? I'm going all in on the Dolphins this week.
To win or to lose? Because I don't even know.
To win this week.
Whoa.
I'm picking them to win this week. Listen, I think if there's any game for this Dolphins team to win, that – even the fans would be like, you know what? I don't know about the number one pick, but I'm really glad we didn't let Adam Gase beat us. I think it's this week. It's a home game. You just showed in the last 3 weeks you've been competitive in the first half. You put some touchdowns on the board. You look like a competent team. And Adam Gase's Jets look really, really bad, like you said, man. They've got one win on the season. I'm sure Sam Darnold, they beat the Cowboys. That was a good game by them. But, man, every other week they look just as lost as the Dolphins have on the field.
Well, yeah.
I think there's any game for this this team to win against a former coach, a guy who they essentially gave up on at the end of last year, and for them to play for pride, I think this is the week for the Dolphins.
Where do you come down on this new national narrative? And Steve Young did a lot to fuel this on Monday Night Countdown, talking about how tanking, it's putting people in danger. Now, to me, it's a little bit ironic that now we've got talking heads complaining about the Dolphins putting guys' safety at risk when for decades in college football, you've had like top five teams taking on FCS schools so the FCS school can make $500,000 and lose 94-0. Nobody seems to think there's any problem with the safety of these small schools, but now I've got Steve Young worried about the health of Miami Dolphins players. Where do you come down on that narrative?
Listen, I think on this 53-man roster, you have maybe 30, 35 guys, even upwards to maybe even 40. Guys who probably wouldn't even be on this team, on another NFL team, you know, because of their talent level and things like that. Some guys on the practice squad, some guys being signed and playing the same week they've been signed. A lot of players on this team are having an opportunity to have an NFL career, to get a paycheck, to put some film on, to kind of live up their NFL dreams. I'm kind of on that side of the whole tanking issue on the national narrative. I understand what those you know, what they're trying to say when you're trying to put a guy like Xavier Howard out there or Jesse Davis or Ryan Fitzpatrick. And you can look at Ryan Fitzpatrick as a prime example, too. He's in his eighth NFL team. He's in his 15th year. A team is giving him an opportunity to start and continue playing. You know, for him, that's a golden opportunity that he might not get from any other team in this league. I understand what the NFL is trying to do here, especially with their narrative out here and the commentators talking about the Dolphins in this sense. That the Dolphins came out and deliberately said it since January. They're going to work and try to rebuild their roster and hopefully land that number one pick. You know, you see the Bengals now. You see the Falcons now. There's another 1-4 team. I think the Jets are in the mix, too. You know, there's some other teams now. They're trying to be good. They haven't showed up that good. And now they're not known to be as, you know, a team that's tanky or whatever like that. But the Dolphins have got this because they have gone through this extensive rebuilding process, you know. I don't agree that the Dolphins are putting players out there on the line like that. I think these players are having an opportunity for their livelihood, for their careers. They're earning a paycheck, you know, and they're having an opportunity to live out their NFL dreams. You know, some players on this team, you know, that means more to them than the national narrative, what these people are trying to push.
And Drake leaving. They got rid of Drake, trade deadline, and they end up trading Drake to the Arizona Cardinals. Now that he's gone, bro, I know it's a secret that has to go with Drake, because every time I talk to y'all about Drake, you, Omar, Dave, y'all always kind of smile about it. Now that he's gone, you could tell me the secret. Was he a butt wipe or something? Why isn't Drake on this team anymore?
Was he a what? What did you say, Kyle?
A butt wipe. It has to be, bro, because it every time he gets the ball, Miami Miracle. I've seen him personally break, what, 4 or 5 60-yard runs throughout his time with the Dolphins. Like, we know he can play running back, but he averaged six carries a game as a Dolphin. Gase didn't believe in him. And now Flores and O'Shea comes in, they don't believe it. It's something more to Kenyon Drake that nobody's telling me. I want you to tell me right now, man.
Man, I wish I knew what to tell you, too, because I'm kind of on the same brick as you here. We're trying to figure out why Kenyon Drake can never get on the field. We always talk about him every season. Is this the year he's going to be the standout rusher? Is this season the year he's going to have 1,000 yards rushing? Is he going to own that running back position? They brought in Frank Gore last year. You brought in Mark Wallen this year. Look, man, Kenyon Drake, he gets the job done on the field, but everything is just not there for them, whether it's, you know, he's not owning the playbook well, whether he's not practicing well, whether he's doing those things that he's unable to put it all together. You know, Kenyon Drake, essentially the Dolphins didn't want him anymore. They could have offered him an extension before, you know, during this offseason, even before that. They didn't do that. They did it with Xavier Howard. They did it with Jakeem Grant. And this Dolphins team, they don't value the running back position as much as that, where you want to pay a player to play in that position. I think Kenyon Drake's departure here, it's a clear-cut sign. The Dolphins need to draft a running back, and they got 3 first-round picks. They need to leave the first round with a running back here. This Dolphins team, they need players who can score touchdowns. They've got only about 7 touchdowns this season. You need guys to get into the end zone. I think that's going to be a major focus for the team this offseason, is landing one of those standout running backs in the draft.
We're joined by Safed Dean from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. So when April rolls around, let's just assume the Dolphins have the number one overall pick, which I'm not even positive they will, but just for argument's sake, Dolphins have the number one overall pick. There's a lot of chatter now that, hey, Chase Young is going to be the best player in this draft, not one of the quarterbacks. So if that's the consensus come April, that Chase Young from Ohio State, a pass rusher, is the best player overall, better than any of the quarterbacks, if you're the Dolphins, do you take the best overall quarterback, or do you go with the pass rusher? Because to me, Safed, I don't believe you tank for pass rushers. I believe you tank for quarterbacks. So what would the Dolphins do in that spot?
We got a lot of time for now until April for the Dolphins to even figure this one out. And I think what's important to note here is the number of draft picks that you have, especially in the first 3 rounds. You got 3 in the first round, 2 in the second round this year. You got 2 and 2 in the first and second rounds next year too. The Dolphins could put a trade package together if they wanted to really move up or move down, essentially. If they wanted to get into number 2, number 3, number 4 to get to Tua Tagovailoa. They could also see if any other team really wanted that number 1 pick, really wanted Chase Young, and trade down into 2, into 3, you know, to get their quarterback at a better value than taking that, you know, taking Chase Young with the number 1 pick. But also, why couldn't the Dolphins just take Chase Young and trade up? You know, there's so many different predicaments that the Dolphins could find themselves in here. And especially with Tua this season, you know, he hasn't really lived up to the true hype of being the standout quarterback, the true number one here. Joe Burrow is probably taking that reign from him a little bit because he's risen from where he was earlier this season. But I have to agree with you. Chase Young is by far, you know, the better player in college right now this year. A lot of people are saying that he's better than both of the Bosas, you know, who went, you know, in the top 3 the last 2 drafts. So I'm interested to see how it all unfolds here, but the Dolphins have a lot of cards on the table. They have draft picks to trade up. They could trade down from one. You know, they have a lot of options on the table they're going to have to explore from now until April and try to figure this thing out.
Safed, can you explain Aqib Talib to me? Because he's already on IR now. They trade for him, but he's not going to play. Like, can you explain that whole what happened yesterday to me with Aqib Talib?
This is very much like an NBA trade in the NFL. Things that you never really see in the NFL, where a team is going to take on the salary cap. Talib is owed $4.2 million the rest of the season. Dolphins got some money to spend. They'll go ahead and spend it. They're going to pay him out. Talib is on injured reserve. He had a ribs injury earlier this season. He's eligible to come back, I believe, in week 15. So at that point, you got 3 games left. Will he come back? I'm not sure. I don't think so. I don't think he even has to come back. But he's eligible to come back. The Dolphins could give him a run, try to see if he has anything left in the tank there. You know, we're talking about a 5-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion. He's also 33 years old. So maybe the Dolphins get him in, maybe see if, you know, he practices a couple weeks, see if they want to sign him in the offseason, because they're going to need a cornerback as they have for the last couple years. But this has been a salary cap move. You know, the Dolphins are going to pay off Talib's contract. They got that 5th-round pick from the Rams too. That's another pick. I think that's up to 14 now that you already have without thinking about compensatory picks in the draft. The Dolphins are adding up their draft capital, man. If they have to make a move to get anybody, those draft picks are going to come in play here.
You know, as a guy who covered the latter part of the Adam Gase era in Miami, what's it like watching the New York media and New York Jets fans figure out what a fraud that guy is? Because when he started there, Safed, you know, you had the Manish Mehtas of the world blowing a lot of smoke. This guy, it's an inspired hire. He's going to get the best out of Sam Darnold. And then I can't help but notice that the complaints people are making about the way Gase is calling plays and the way he's handling the media are the exact same complaints that people who observe the Dolphins have had for the last 3 years.
You know, it's funny to me. It's comical. It's comical to a lot of people. And sometimes, too, I feel a little bit bad for Adam a little bit, too. You got to look at his season, man. Sam Darnold was out with mono. He missed, like, I think 4 games because of it. Adam Gase had to start back, you know, Luke Falk, the quarterback he had here with the Dolphins for a couple of those games. He hasn't had a starting quarterback. He hasn't had his team at full power for much of this season. And now, you know, their record is shown for it. And he's getting absolutely crushed for, you know, starting a second-string quarterback, starting a third-string quarterback when his starting quarterback got sick and has missed much of the season too. And especially in that New York market where, as we've seen with him, it's not forgiving. It's not a forgiving, you know, media market. The Jets are not a forgiving fan base. A little bit of me does feel bad for Adam Gase, but, you know, this is a situation that he finds himself in here. The Dolphins and Gase, they, you know, agreed to part ways. The Dolphins fired him after last season. The Dolphins knew what they wanted to do after last season. They wanted to start this rebuild. A guy like Adam Gase in his fourth season, you know, after a 7-win campaign last year, wasn't about that. He wasn't going to lose games, you know, or have a roster that's not good enough to win games when he's in his fourth season, and he could have gotten fired after this season if he was still with the Dolphins coach here too. So, you know, Sunday's game, two teams, 1-14 record, I think.
Yeah.
Just one win the last 10 weeks, you know, the last 10 games for both these teams here. It's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be really interesting to see how the Dolphins play this game, how they come out, how they perform, how the Jets perform as Gase, you know, tries to run up the score on the Dolphins if he has the opportunity to, if the Jets are playing well, how the Dolphins try to do a 4th-and-20 play, you know, and try to mess things up if they need to keep this losing streak going on here. But I'm really interested to see how this game plays out for both teams on Sunday.
What's the best Halloween candy?
Ooh, I'm a chocolate guy, man. I like chocolate. I like Kit Kat, Snickers. If you give me the bigger size, even better.
Yeah, I love it.
No, fruit candy, man.
Oh, fruit candy.
You need Starburst. You need Skittles. The blue pack Skittles.
Yeah.
The blue pack.
It gets stuck in your teeth, man. Yeah. Then I got to go, like, dig for it, you know, chocolate. I agree with you with the costume, though. I agree with you with the costume. I'm not spending no damn money on a damn costume I'm not going to wear again, you know?
My man.
Listen, man.
You know, I used to work at a shoe store, man. I kept a Foot Locker shirt, and I was a referee for like 3 years straight in college, dude.
That's smart. My man is frugal. I like it. But the candy in your teeth, man, you can taste it later on.
That's
2-3 hours later, you pick it out, and you get that extra little flavor.
Yeah, then I got to pack more candy in to fill the cavity. You know what I'm saying?
See, he knows. I'm with Safed on this one. Great stuff as always, hey, my friend. Safed Dean.
Safed, one more thing, man, because we're at, what, 0-7 now with the Dolphins. The season, you know, the season's not going to have a lot of excitement, man. When you and Omar do the Sun Sentinel videos, can you slap him? That would be the highlight of my year.
Crowd, you hit my Cash App with a quick $100, man. I'll do whatever you want.
For honey?
There.
You'll do for honey? Oh, my goodness.
I'll do for a quick hundo. Wow.
Oh,
a quick
bro,
hundo.
I got you. I'll give you. I'm gonna give you a tip. I'm gonna shoot 120 to you.
I got 50 on that.
I'll throw in 10.
Yeah.
Oh, you got 50. All right, cool. Let's see. If I get that up to $1,000, man, we'll make that happen.
Oh, we can for sure. Hey, no jokes, Safed Solano. We can for sure raise $1,000 from listeners to get Omar slapped.
I already see like 20 pledges on the text line.
Listen, my name. Listen, my Cash App, my Venmo, they're the same as my Twitter name. @Safed_Dean. Let's run that up, guys.
Love it. Great stuff. He hit the promo on the way out for social media. This is a pro right here. Safed, enjoy the game this weekend.
You guys too. Have a good one.
How much, Crowder, how much would somebody have to send you to slap me?
Blue Skittles.
Small pack.
Like, would I get in trouble?
Family pack? I wouldn't report you to HR or anything.
I was going
to
say, because I don't have no problem slapping nobody, but I don't want to get arrested. Or
no,
sued.
I would take it like
sued.
A man. No,
well,
I got a cold-ass
attorney. I just don't want to get sued.
I don't really believe in that. Like, it's got to be
people?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's got to be really egregious, right? Like, I know people, oh, they find like a hair in their enchilada, they want to sue Taco Bell. You hear stories like that. Like, that's just life to me, right? Like, sometimes life throws you curveballs. I'm not going to sue over something like that.
I read a story of a guy suing Popeyes because he had to drive to too many Popeyes to find the sandwich. And he said his car has wear and tear and he has emotional damage.
Like his alignment was way off.
Yeah.
The wheels were screwed up.
$5,000 because he drove from Popeyes to Popeyes.
Yeah.
See, that's why I'm scared. I'm scared of getting sued, man.
I guess I don't blame you for that. Oh, my God. Hawk and Crowder Show. Dono sitting in for Hawk today. We continue.
Things are heating up for the 10th annual Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off Food, Wine, and Music Festival. It's at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater on Saturday, November 9th. Don't miss the Seminole Hard Rock and Casino Gridiron Grill-Off Concert. That's at 7 p.m., and it's starring country music star Brett Young, and it's powered by the Greater Fort Lauderdale CVB's Underground Music. Tickets start at only $49. Enjoy the Grand Grill-Off. I'm going to be there. It is my favorite event. 22 Miami Dolphin legends pairing with 22 local high in culinary restaurants, and they're serving jaw-dropping creative cuisines and thirst-quenching signature cocktails. You got to be 21 and over to attend, and all Gridiron Grill-Off festivities start at noon. Athletes that are going to be there. Now, they have a whole it's a gigantic festival. They have a bunch of these big tents. Mark Duper, Mercury Morris, myself, Sean Wooden, Jim Kick, Dwight Stevenson, OJ McDuffie, many more will have our own restaurant, and those restaurants include the Beach House Pompano, Naked Taco, Grill 401, S3, Oceans 234. So you have a great restaurant. You have a Miami Dolphin legend, and you're in this big tent. We have the food. We have the drinks. You get to bet on it. You get to pick the guy you like the most, the food you like the most. It is a great event. It's one of my favorites. It's the 10th annual Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off Wine, Food, and Music Festival, November 9th at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater. For tickets or more information, click gridirongrilloff.com. You gotta go. You're gonna have a great time. And all event proceeds benefit the Offerdahl's Handoff Foundation. Go to gridirongrilloff.com and get your tickets. You will have a great time.
Solana actually put a list in front of me, the ultimate Halloween candy power rankings. I want to get into that a little bit next. And I am amazed by the generosity of our listeners. How many people have offered to Venmo Safedine money to slap Omar Kelly in the face during one of those Sun Sentinel videos?
You feel generosity from that?
I don't know. I feel like I would hope texters enlighten me on this. I would assume that if you're offering all this money to Safedine to slap Omar, that you also give this much, if not more, money to your local charities.
Oh, no.
You give it, you know, to the homeless when you're at an intersection. Like, I would assume these are very generous people texting in.
Bro, have you ever had Omar on your show?
I have. I love Omar's segment.
I love Omar. We're cool with him. I can't say I love him. I was going to lie, but I'm not going to let you make me lie.
I do. I legitimately love him.
I don't love him. Omar. Like him. He's a cool guy.
Who do you love?
People. I love my wife, kids, my mom, sisters, dad, uncles, aunts. A lot of people I do love, just not y'all at work.
I love you. I love Solana. Mm-mm. I love Hawk. I love Omar.
I just got my IBS just picked up because you say that. But people, man, that's fueled by hatred.
I mean, someone
people
said
don't like Omar now.
Someone offered to give $1 zillion.
That's fueled by hatred.
I've got $20 for an Omar slap.
Omar embraces it. Now, Omar, he enjoys the hatred, but there's some hatred out there.
I mean,
clearly,
he embraces it. You guys are about to start a telethon, someone says. Who is this hosting with Crowder today? Is that Jerry Lewis, he asked. Is Jerry Lewis, did he pass? Did he die?
I don't know. You brought it up earlier about somebody you know dying. Yeah. I want to stay away from it the way you
I brought
you
the
talk.
Show to a screeching halt.
My
it was
goodness,
bad.
Yeah. My girlfriend died years ago.
I mean, my ex, yeah. I'll slap Omar for free, someone says. I'll give my next paycheck. Where can I send $10 to? I am in for the Omar slap.
Honestly, Omar would like this. He embraces this.
He would. I'm in for $2,000, someone writes.
I don't know if he likes Safed slapping him. That's not going to feel good.
So I've got in front of me the ultimate Halloween candy power ranking. This graphic was handed to me by Alex Solana. Now, Crowder, this power ranking, it ranks the top, what appears to be the top 19. Mm-hmm. Do you think it really stops at 19, or do you think Solana just didn't want to print out the second page?
Didn't print out. Nothing stops at 19.
Nothing. Yeah, right, because nothing. What stops at 19?
Nothing stops at 19.
But I have in front of me the top 19 Halloween candies. What would you predict would be number one?
Oh, probably some kind of chocolate, even though I don't like it, but people love that damn chocolate. Reese's or Kit Kats.
That's Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, which to me, that is the king of Halloween candy.
Really?
Yeah, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. If I had a basket with only Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, I would not complain. I wouldn't complain, oh, what a lack of variety. I wish I had some Three Musketeers. No, I would love a basket made entirely of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They're that good.
But that chalky-ass, dry-ass peanut butter in the middle.
You're not going to talk me down from that. Oh, they are delicious.
Man, the peanut butter. Is that real peanut butter? Is that powdered peanut butter?
Whatever it is, it's delicious.
What it is.
If that's not real peanut butter, I don't want real peanut butter.
Man, Skittles. Oh, Sour Patch Kids. The little kids, you can bite their heads off first.
Do you know where Skittles check in on the list?
Got to be top five.
19.
Skittles?
Dead last. 19.
Skittles, it's a staple of candy.
We got Reese's Peanut Butter Cup at number one. This is a Reese's dominated list. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup number one. The Reese's Miniatures number two, which are just the small version of the Peanut Butter Cup.
That's silly.
I also welcome those. You got Twix at number three. You a fan of the Twix?
No, I don't really like chocolate. I don't fool with chocolate.
So you don't fool with it at all?
No. I grew up with my mom and two sisters, and every time they'd have their menstrual cycle, they'd eat chocolate. So I associated with menstruation.
So you associate it with like
chocolate.
It's unmanly in your eyes.
Not even unmanly, it's not appealing to me because that's what my mind's connected to. You know what menstruation is?
I know what it is, Kit Kat number four, Snickers number five, Reese's Pieces number six.
More chocolate?
Well, let me see how far we have to go to get to non-chocolate, actually, because I hadn't looked through this. So top six so far, all chocolate. Milky Way number seven.
Oh, they're just nasty, aren't they?
I'm not a fan of those.
Like nougat?
I don't like nougat. I don't know what the obsession is with nougat. Why we have to put nougat in everything?
Nougat.
You got peanut butter M&M. Sorry, I skipped Reese's Stuffed with Reese's Pieces are number eight. Peanut butter M&M's number nine. Butterfinger, which is way overrated. That stuff is terrible at number 10.
With that chalky crap?
That has like the fake like peanut crunch. I don't know. It's gross.
Mm.
Peanut M&M's number 11. Still no fruit. Three Musketeers, number 12, which that's like all nougat and chocolate. I'm not a fan of that. Mm-hmm. And then number 13, here you go. The first fruit to check in, Starburst.
Starburst over Airheads and Skittles.
I don't even think Airheads made the
gum?
List.
Good old-fashioned gumball?
That's not Halloween candy, though.
I love gum.
And on Halloween?
Good old-fashioned two-pack, you know, the little two-pack of Bubblicious or the little roll of a couple of, I don't know, man, the Rainblow. I get Rainblow all the time. My wife's always, stop smacking in the bed. I'll chew some Rainbow at night.
This list sucks, someone says. Give me Airheads and Skittles.
My man.
So 100 Grand Bar comes in at 14. M&M's, original M&M's at 15. Crunch, I assume that means Nestle Crunch, number 16. Rolo. Is that chocolate? What is a Rolo? Is that a type of chocolate?
Rolo.
Yeah, it's like chocolate with, I think it's like caramel in the
caramel.
Middle.
Caramel. And the little silver package. They're silver. Oh, Rolo.
Nah, isn't it red or brown?
It's silver.
I've never tried it.
Rolo beat Skittles?
Huh.
Rolo.
Rolo.
This list is garbage.
Milky Way Salted Caramel, number 18.
Come on, now they're going deep.
And then coming in at 19 on your power rankings. Because, you know, we stop a good power ranking at 19. Then you've got Skittles Original.
So red Skittles, the only thing get on the list. But they have 14 Reese's options.
Pretty much.
No blue packet or purple packet Skittles?
Pretty much.
This list is garbage.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I like it. I'm a fan of most of the chocolate stuff. Oh, man, if they seriously can't round the list out with 20 slots and ends at 19, then it's not a real list. I don't know, man. I think Solana may have failed to print out the final entry of the list. But my list, the list that I have in front of me, stops at 19. Texter writes in, Crowder loves the chewy stuff because he has 300 teeth.
Might be true, too. And with all these holes in my teeth when I chew gum at night, it pulls out all the food from the day. I be chewing my gum. I taste a little chicken wing. I taste a little beef. Taste a little cheese. Like, they're all in there.
I mean, don't you, like, fill up your cavities with rubber cement?
Yeah, I did.
Or cement,
right here,
call it?
Yeah, cement. Gorilla glue. I'm going to get it fixed.
You're just such a strange individual. Big 4 o'clock hour coming up. At 4:15, we're going to talk some Miami Hurricanes with Andrew Ivins from InsideTheU.com. So Miami has named a starting quarterback for this Saturday. We'll get to that and more next year on Hockman and Crowder.
Does ED have y'all down? Well, things that Advantage Medical Partners are looking up, and that is pun intended, guys. Get right. The latest in patented and proven effective treatments for ED that really increase blood flow and help generate new blood tissue naturally. Get results that last, not one night, not a couple hours, not a week, results that last. This is not your typical ED treatment. This is no needles. This is no surgery. This is no nonsense. It just gets you right. Experience better love life and performance at any age, regardless of your medical conditions. And the solutions include the most popular Gainswave treatment. Y'all have heard about it. Well, they have it and it works. They also have testosterone replacement and anti-aging therapies. Get over there and get right, guys. Having ED is not a curse. It's a choice. Do not choose to have ED. The holidays are right around the corner, so I know you want to get that love life right. Give Advantage Medical Partners a call. You don't need needles. You don't need surgery. Just give them a call. Call in today. You'll get your doctor consultation for free. And if you mention this ad, you'll get your first treatment for free as well with a purchase of any package. They have two convenient locations. Give them a call right now. 888-55-FIXED. That's 888-55-FIXED, or go to AdvantageMedicalPartners.com. No need for needles. No need for surgery. No need for nonsense. Don't choose ED. Choose Advantage Medical Partners.